The ultimate Springbok enemy has finally surrendered. Matt Williams has finally admitted he was wrong. I'm going to tell you the unbelievable statement the former coach just made and why Russie Rasmus laughed it off. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to what Williams had to say and the final word from Doc that proves they never took the criticism seriously. So you'll know that Matt Williams is a man who has regularly found fault with what the Springboks do. He criticised our style of play, he viciously attacked our bomb squad tactic, and he made several other completely baseless remarks. But you know who has gone a long way towards proving him wrong? Sasha Feinberg Ngome Zulu, that's who. You can get your hands on a Sasha bobblehead figurine for free if you visit the Scoin Shop and make a purchase. South Africa's leading gold coin and bullion retailer, specializing in Krugerrands, rare coins and numismatics. Just like the Springboks, the Scoin Shop is all about world-class quality and heritage. These coins are test match quality, worthy of back-to-back world champions. So why stop at Sasha? Collect the whole gang and build your winning team. The Scoin Shop has stores nationwide. So over the years, Matt Williams has said that what we do goes against the spirit of the game. The Australian has also made comments like, "I know it's not against the laws, but is it ethical?" His dislike of our 6-2 and 7-1 bench splits has caused him to accuse us of discriminating against backs. He has even said things like, "What the box do is not what rugby is about." Excuse us. Who made Matt Williams the authority on how the sport should be played anyway? To be clear, the sport has a set of laws to avoid utter chaos. But once the laws are in place, it is up to the great tacticians to implement strategies that, number one, must be within the laws, number two, exploit our opponent's weaknesses, three, promote our strengths, and four, bend but not break the law. That's what the great tacticians have always done in every sport, pushing the limits of the rulebook. Some of those things are often referred to as the dark arts. Now, I don't for a second believe that the bomb squad tactic is a version of the dark arts. The whole idea behind it was to maintain as fresh a pack as possible for the 80 minutes by bringing on six forwards instead of the standard five. That was pushed even more when Jock Nienaber selected a 7-1 bench split on the eve of the 2023 Rugby World Cup when we played the All Blacks and beat them 35-7. At the time, it was a record score. That one was at Twickenham, you might remember. The irony of all of this is that we have since seen England, France and Ireland go with these kinds of bench splits. And in yet another twist to the plot, Russie has in 2025 regularly opted for the more traditional 5-3 bench split. In that sense, the bomb squad era has come to an end. Although, on this channel, I shall continue to refer to our replacements as the bomb squad, mostly out of affection. But with the 5-3 approach and our new expansive attacking displays, which has come to be known as Tony Ball, Matt Williams has taken notice. Speaking on a popular New Zealand podcast, the Aussie said, "I think this championship has really delivered. It's been fabulous rugby. The greatest change and the real evolution and growth in the game, which is hugely positive, is the way the South Africans are playing. The 7-1 bench has quietly died. Thank God. No one went to awake, and no one is saying, isn't that sad? They played some absolutely extraordinary rugby and unleashed the talent and athleticism that we all know is in these South African players." Well, let me respond first before I tell you what Russie said. In South Africa, we have fully embraced the 6-2 and 7-1 bomb squad. We love it. We'd all be very happy to see it continue. However, we are all knowledgeable enough to accept and understand that different opponents might call for different approaches. And so for now, Doc is going 5-3. and just because we go 6-2 or even 7-1 does not automatically imply that we were playing boring rugby as Williams might describe it. A forwards dominated contest can be every bit as beautiful as running rugby, especially if you're a rugby nerd like I am. I'll give you two examples quickly. At the 2019 Rugby World Cup, we won a line-out against Japan in the quarterfinals, and then mauled about 35 metres before Faf de Klerk broke away to score. Then in the 2021 British and Irish Lions series, the second test was an almighty arm wrestle. Yes, we eventually won 27-9, but at half-time it was tight, and it was brutal, and I just loved it. It's one of my favourite test matches. So yes, Marnie spinning the ball wide or Cheslin sidestepping All Blacks is great, and don't misunderstand me, I enjoy that, just like Cheslin sidestepping Englishmen. Always enjoy getting that in there. But I am saying there are several elements to rugby. And there is more than just one way to win a rugby match. Matt Williams apparently does not want to accept that. And here's what Doc's response was to what Williams had to say. In our team, I don't think any of our players or management take him seriously, with all respect. He's an elderly person who has been around the block, and I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of respect for him. How we see it is they're using him as clickbait. We don't comment on other teams, and what their team selection has been like, and how they play or combine their teams. We hear it, but we laugh at it. Three cheers for Dr. Russie Erasmus. I mean, sure, Matt Williams is a former international rugby coach. He has been involved in the sport for a long time and understands it. Sort of. And he has the right to his opinion, as do you and I. So much so that Irish TV pays him to be on their panel. But that doesn't mean he is right. And clearly, Russie doesn't think he is right either. But what do you think? Do you agree Williams is a non-entity and we shouldn't pay any attention to what he says? Or are you pleased that the Australian has finally seen the light and is now on our side? Let me know in the comment section down below. And while you're down there, may I also encourage you to join my Patreon page. Your support helps me to do this full-time and go to Australia to cover the Rugby World Cup in 2027 from Down Under with daily coverage. If you sign up, you can get your name mentioned in my videos, get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store, and even stand a chance to win the new Springbok jersey or biographies of James Small and Eben Etzebet. You might also be able to have quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok players, matches and tactics, and you might even be able to get me to write an ebook for you on your favourite player. It starts from as little as $5 per month, that's US dollars, not Zim dollars, and if that sounds like something you want to be a part of, then head on over to my Patreon page and sign up right now. And I'll see you next time.